We are private only, so if you want to call in, I'm very happy to hear. And let me just go here and say, yo, private only. All right. So, yeah, as far as the Karen thing goes, if you want to look. So, black women and Hispanic women and Jewish women and so on generally tend to vote fairly substantially for the left, more so than white women as a whole. So, the Karen thing is a bit of an anti-white slur because white women of most ethnicities are the least likely to vote for the left. And what was it? Somebody said Karens are a sort of inevitable result to the sort of falling standards of customer service and so on in the world. And I think there's sort of a truth in that. Like, everyone dislikes the Karens until they complain because the plane is late and everyone gets a $500 voucher. So, yeah, the policing and punishment of Europeans is just driven by a multi-generational base hatred of whites, which communists as a whole have, because whites don't tend to do too well under communism. They don't tend to respond too well to it. I mean, nobody does. But whites in general have the history to oppose it, because whites came up with the systems that opposed totalitarianism for the most part. And communism is totalitarianism. And so communism will often attempt to remove the power and economic opportunities of white males in particular. Sure, I mean, you want to weaken your enemy before you take over. All right, so if you have questions, I'm certainly happy to hear. Now, if you don't have questions, no problem. I always have things to say. Always have things to say. But it's a little easier. Or call. It's private, so you can talk about what you want. This is what you need. It was interesting, too, on TikTok yesterday. I didn't share the videos, but you can have videos. That's sort of the Kevin Samuels thing, where you can have people, they call in and they are sharing, often they're sharing their videos, which is kind of neat. It's wild how so many people are anti-white. There's a popular media outlet called Shade Room that reposted a tweet by Elon Musk highlighting violence against whites, and the comment section went wild on whites. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, let's say that you have an educational system that teaches a particular ethnic group that whites are the reason why their ethnic group is poor. They were exploited. Colonialism, whatever, right? And then you bring large numbers of those ethnic groups into white countries or formerly white countries or whatever you want, majority white countries. And of course, it's setting up for anti-white sentiments. Sure. All right. Someone says, Zimf, yeah, thanks. I just wanted to comment. I really appreciate these Sunday morning live streams at 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern. I can actually catch the whole stream and not fiddle with my phone getting into my car. Well, Zimf is the reason why we have the print books, and I very, very much appreciate his work in this area. It is, and also he's done a lot of the merch, which I also really appreciate. Yeah, even if you're not buying, just go have a look, shop.freedomain.com. It's pretty cool. In fact, I would argue, super cool. Not just cool, but super cool. All right, let me just get to my notes here. I don't know if I get notification if there are callers. I have to keep checking. I can't remember. It's been a while since we've used the caller feature on locals. Boom, boom. That was just kind of annoying the other day. I had to do a recording. I have a computer that something's gone wrong with the fans. And when you start up the computer, it makes kind of a loud noise, which is, I generally would leave it running, but I hate leaving computers running. So it's been a while since I did it, but I had something I needed to record urgently in the studio. I booted up the computer. Oh, minor little irritants in life. Nothing too important, but it doesn't matter. When I'm on my deathbed, would I like to go back to a time in my life where my biggest problem was a slightly loud fan on a computer? Well, of course I would. Of course I would. All right, let's get to our notes here. Oh, notes. Don't know if you've announced them. No, I will do an announcement today, I think. There's a sweater that was promoted in Target. This was from January the 8th. Lisa Britton. I saw this sweater promoted at Target today. Could you imagine if in the month leading up to Valentine's Day, Target was spotlighting a dumped her sweater in the main section? People would lose it. I'm so tired of this garbage. That got like 30 million views. And that is interesting. Of course, the anti-mage stuff, I get all of that. But also, there are women who waste a lot of time. Women waste a lot of their fertile years chasing after the hot guys who won't commit. The guys who give them the tingle, the guys who are exciting, the rough boys, the tough boys, the dysfunctional boys. So they waste a lot of their fertile years. So dump him. I mean, I get that. But dump him is not going to work on a woman who is happily married or engaged or in a good relationship with a great guy. Dump him, she's just going to roll her eyes. So if a shirt says dump him, and if the woman is in some sort of discontented situationship where it's coming and going, the sex is great, but he won't commit, he's dysfunctional, he's not earning that much money, he keeps getting fired, whatever it is, right? Well, that dump him thing might shake her out of a stupor. Because it's easy for all of us, I think, to get into a kind of sexually charged stupor where, you know, maybe the sex is good or maybe it's great or whatever, but the relationship isn't great and you kind of want to piece it together. You don't want to give up the good sex, but the relationship isn't great. And right. So anyway, so dump him actually has a helpful thing because it is going to remind women that they could leave. Maybe they should. Dump him. It's not going to work on women who are happy, but it will remind women who are not in stable or successful relationships that maybe they should move on. Wall Street Ape, so this is where I got this from. And this is what he wrote. Let me just give it a double check here. It turns out the woman shot by ICE in Minneapolis, Renee Nicole Good, was protecting a Somalian sex offender here illegally with a warrant. So do you guys want to meet who Renee Nicole Good thought she was protecting? Who she set out to protect when she went and attacked ICE? Because this is one of the men that ICE arrested in a targeted operation there in Minneapolis. Mahmoud Abdul Qadir Yusuf, a Somali who was here illegally. He has a prior conviction for sexual assault from 2016. He also has prior arrests for first-degree assault and an active warrant for obstructing police. Worse, ICE reports that they previously tried to arrest this guy at his apartment, but the building manager blocked them from entering and shielded this guy. He is a convicted sex offender. He has victimized women while in our country illegally. That is who this woman, Renee Nicole Good, abandoned her child to go and obstruct ICE officers and then attack one over. These are the people liberals have been brainwashed into thinking that they need to help, to go help and protect, he writes. Or she. The same liberals who didn't care about Lake and Riley, Rachel Morin, or Jocelyn Nungaray, and who scolded us for bringing them up. These are the same people who celebrated the death of Charlie Kirk, but now they're saying, say her name, about a woman who was technically committing a felony to obstruct ICE officers who were trying to arrest that guy. And they wonder how Trump won in a landslide. These people don't love their neighbors. They seem to actively want most of us harmed. He's quoting this sort of stuff. Yeah. Pretty terrible. Somebody says, when I saw the dump him sweater, I thought it was more of a threat or hateful message to men. Maybe. But again, if somebody said to my wife, you know that you can leave abusive or dysfunctional marriages, right? She wouldn't be like, yeah, I know. But it wouldn't be like, hey, I should leave mine, right? It's our anniversary today. So it wouldn't bother her, right? If somebody says to my daughter, you know, you don't have to spend time with abusive parents. Be like, yeah, I know. But it wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're right. I've got to get out. Right. So when you put out a message and, you know, dump him obviously is a harsh message for sure, but it's not going to affect women who are happy in their relationships. And it is going to jolt. If a woman is kind of on the fence, dump him, you know, that can be good advice. It really can be. All right. Doreen Linder on X wrote, ironic. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed a law in 2020 that if a vehicle accelerates towards a police officer, the officer does not have to wait until impact. They can act based on intent and proximity. So I thought this was kind of interesting as well, which was somebody wrote there was an issue about somebody being a storm chaser. And somebody wrote, in naval aviation, this is referred to as NAFOD, N-A-F-O-D, NAFOD. And Rich Corky Erie wrote, flight school actually had a rubber stamp with NAFOD. If that was stamped, or was in red, on your record, the next step was to wash you out, no questions, no debate, gone. NAFOD stands for No Apparent Fear of Death, which is, no fear is kind of a sociopathic thing, or it could be a masochistic thing or a suicidal thing. No apparent fear of death. And, you know, we kind of need the apparent fear of death in order to not harm ourselves or others. All right. Let's see here. Any questions, comments? Just want to make sure I'm pleasing the listeners, the donors. The donors. John says, most women are excellent at blending in. So it is tough to filter out if she has conservative leanings without potentially risking exposing your conservative values and being ostracized or doxxed. Yeah, that is an issue for sure. Joachim wrote, I thought this was interesting. He's from Norway. Donald Trump, why can't we have some people from Norway? As a Norwegian, here is my answer. In Norway, we have permanent employment guaranteed by law, collective wage agreements, and strong unions. In the US, you can lose your job overnight without any reason. In Norway, you could be sick without being financially punished. In the US, getting sick can mean losing both your pay and your job. In Norway, we have the right to paid holiday, leave, and a secure pension, and healthcare and education are free. In the US, much of this is up to your boss, if you're lucky. And this is not a coincidence. It is the result of ordinary people standing together, organizing, and fighting for these rights. So no thanks, I'm not moving to get worse rights. I will stay and defend the working life we have built here. And, I mean, a lot of that's because America's been paying the security bills or the military bills of Europe for like 80 years. So, also Norway makes a bunch of money from oil and gas. And what somebody wrote here, you also have about 65% tax. A pack of gum costs $7. Your home must comply with an approved design, and you can't drive on the freeway solo unless you install a delivery cage in the back. Oh, he's a socialist, apparently. This Marxist trash read exactly how I expected after looking at your bio. Yeah. Also, what's the ethnic homogeneity of Norwegians? But this is somebody who's happy with security. He's very happy with security. And because he's happy with security, he doesn't want freedom. Freedom comes with risk. I'm okay with not having that, Norwegian, says James. Yeah, quite right. Quite right. But yeah, I would rather a dangerous freedom than, right? That being that risk averse to me is not great. William Lagokas, calories proper too on X, says, calories are rarely stored as fat. Overeating anything, it's the dietary fat that gets stored. It's very easy to store fat versus converting glucose into fat. And somebody wrote, carbs are rarely turned to fat. For some effed up reason, thank you keto zealots, people believe that this is what happens when they eat carbohydrates. Carbohydrate-rich food goes to glucose, goes to adipose tissue. This is some mega bullcrap. On average, a subject stored a total of 282 grams of fat per day in adipose due to excess calories. Only 1.4% of the fat the subjects gained was directly from carbs, while 98.6% came from dietary fat. So once more, I have no idea what's going on. This is a study from 1988. So apparently, carbs do not make you fat. Apparently, fat makes you fat. I don't know anything about anything with regards to eating. I don't know anything about anything about diet. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I just try to eat less. I think sugar, generally sugar, I consider not great to have too much of. Everything else, I don't have a clue. Don't have a simple or single clue. All right. Any other questions, issues, challenges, problems? What is on your mind, my friends? If anything I can do to help, I'm happy to help. You help me. freedomain.com/donate. Thank you very much. It's not for you because you're already supporters. But if there's anything else I can offer you, I'd be thrilled to help. It's nice seeing Bitcoin doing exactly what I said it was going to do and staying pretty stable, right? If we look at Bitcoin, a year ago, it was a little over 130 Canadian. Now it's 125 and change Canadian. I mean, obviously, it did go up to 160, went down quite a bit in March. But it's going to have to be kept within a band so that they can give it to more people. Now, once they keep it in a band of relative stability, you know, buy it when it goes down, sell it when it goes up, so they can keep it within a narrow band, then the financial advisors can start to offer it to people who have lower risk tolerance, and then things would go, I think, up and up and up. But it's going to have to stay stable for a while. I don't know exactly how long. Probably varies by various regionalities, but that's what's going to be going on. All right, well, I will stop here because it is my anniversary day, so I'm going to go spend some time with the famille. Thank you guys so much. No pitches, no nothing at the end here because you are all treasured and lovely donors. So I hope you have a great, great day. Lots of love from up here, and we will talk soon. Bye.